online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ishmael Khawaja.
Theresa May has warmed up for her trip to Brussels for Brexit talks by facing MPs in the Commons. She will address fellow EU leaders over dinner tonight after being told yesterday to come up with new proposals to end the stalemate over the Irish border. But she's told Parliament her government's still working for a deal.
The first way of dealing with the issue of the border in Northern Ireland, between Northern Ireland and Ireland, is through the future relationship. As I said to this House on Monday, we have made good progress on the aspects of the future relationship.
KMFM News.
MPs have described dangerous dog laws as cruel and demanded a review. Matt Steele has more for KMFM.
Four types of dogs are outlawed, and MPs say the ban on rehoming those breeds means harmless animals are destroyed. Rescue centres agree that's wrong.
You have hundreds of dogs probably that are put to sleep purely because of the way they look.
But Kerry is sceptical. She was mauled by a pit bull.
It was the most frightening experience of my life. The breeds that are banned in the UK should remain banned in the UK.
The committee says despite the laws, dog attacks are going up. Its report suggests better education for owners and children.
Meantime, a court heard how a woman was left with permanent scarring in Maidstone after she was bitten by a dog belonging to a homeless man. Rhys Mooney's pit bull left Stephanie Sutton with two wounds to her arm, each the size of a 5p coin in Brenchley Gardens in 2016. Sentencing has been adjourned and the 23-year-old has been released on bail. It's been confirmed two hospitals in East Kent could lose their A&E and maternity departments if a state-of-the-art facility is built in Canterbury. Emergency units at the William Harvey in Ashford and QEQM in Margate could go as part of the major shake-up. Another option includes concentrating services in Ashford. It's thought a consultation on the plans will take place next year.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
TV's Dr. Ranj has been taking time away from Strictly training to tell KMFM why it's so important for parents to have their child vaccinated against the flu. For the first time, children up to the age of 10 or in year 5 at school are being offered the nasal spray. The Get Well Soon presenter, who grew up in Medway, says it's perfectly safe and effective.
What it contains is a weakened form of the flu virus, so it stimulates your child's immune system to detect and fight flu, similar to how a natural infection would, but it doesn't cause flu, so it's far better than having flu itself.
Children under the age of 5 are most likely to end up in hospital with complications from the flu. Canada has legalised the possession and use of recreational cannabis. It's only the second country in the world to do it after Uruguay. Medical marijuana has been allowed in the country since 2001, but it's now being expanded. KMFM has been told the number of empty homes in Kent has reduced by a third over the past decade. New figures also show around 500 properties in the county were brought back into use last year, more than in any other parts of the UK. It's thanks to the No Use Empty programme, which started in 2005 to reduce the number of homes standing vacant. Steve Grimshaw is the programme manager.
Through the county council, that we have a loan fund which we can offer short-term secured interest-free loans to owners of empty properties. That's helped, and that's really accelerated, I guess, the pace over the last few years of the number of properties that we've been able to bring back into use.
And work to remove the tented structure at the Ashford Designer Outlet is underway. The rear section of the tent above the food court will be permanently removed to make way for the 100,000 square foot extension. It's set to add a further 50 units to the centre. It's expected to open in the autumn next year.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Lizzie Arnold has collected her OBE from Princess Anne this morning, a day after announcing her retirement. She was awarded it in the Queen's birthday honours earlier this year after retaining her skeleton title at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang. Yesterday, the 29-year-old who grew up in Sevenoaks confirmed she was quitting the sport. And in cricket, the start of England's third one-day international against Sri Lanka has been delayed due to rain. The match was due to start at 10, but rain hit the ground in Kandy, forcing the covers to be brought on. The toss is yet to take place as umpires wait for the weather to improve. That's the latest. Next update at 2.